This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Edward O'Brien. Wildfires in northwest Montana cost more than $45.7 million to fight this year. Preliminary tallies from the Northern Rockies Coordination Center counted at least 529 wildfires that scorched over 219,000 acres in the region. That center oversees fire management agencies, including the U.S. Forest Service, National Park Service, and state and tribal fire offices. The Daily Interlake reports that final numbers are still being tallied, but preliminary numbers show the most expensive fire in northwest Montana by far was the $12.8 million Reynolds Creek Fire, which covered 4,850 acres in Glacier National Park. Park officials believe that fire was human-caused. One person has died in a rural house fire in Missoula County. Frenchtown Rural Fire Department spokesman Mel Holtz tells KECI-TV that the remains of a person were found inside the home that burned this weekend. The small residence is located in an unincorporated community about a mile from Tarkio, which is about 40 miles northwest of Missoula. Holtz says a state fire marshal has been called to conduct an investigation into the cause of that fire. A new study says grizzly bears in the Yellowstone National Park region are thriving and have the potential to continue to thrive in the long term. The study by the Interagency Grizzly Bear Study Team was published recently in Molecular Ecology. It looked at 729 bears and found that estimates of the number of bears passing genes to the next generation in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem has quadrupled since the 1980s. Researchers also found that genetic diversity in the population was stable. The genetic variations are important for continued survival of the bears and their ability to adapt to environmental changes. Geneticist Pauline Kamath tells the Bozeman Daily Chronicle that the results are good for the grizzly bears and highlight their restoration as a conservation success. The sugar beet harvest in south central Montana and north central Wyoming is nearly complete. Western Sugar Cooperative Agricultural Manager Randall Jobman tells the Billings Gazette the quality of the harvested beets coming in for processing is excellent. Sugar content is at 18.2% and roughly 32.8 tons per acre on Montana farms feeding beets to the Billings Sugar Factory. Authorities say one person is dead after his vehicle struck a moose on Interstate 90 in southwest Montana and slammed into a semi-trailer parked on the shoulder. Missoula County deputies identified the victim of Saturday's crash near Cardwell as Terry Fitzham of Spokane. Grizzly bear number 211 has been captured by scientists 17 times in Yellowstone National Park. Born in 1990 during the midst of a grizzly bear baby boom, he witnessed the return of wolves and has become one of the most recognizable Bruins by visitors who've dubbed him Scarface. Scarface weighs 600 pounds in 2001, but he weighed 338 pounds earlier this fall, and scientists say number 211 likely won't survive past next spring. An eastern Idaho farmer says he's experimenting with mineral oil on his potato crops as a cheaper alternative to limit the transmission of diseases spread by aphids. The Capital Press reports that Clen Ashley sprayed mineral oil over 130 acres over his potato fields in Hawaii earlier this year. He says he'll begin using the oil on his fields in Idaho if the crops harbor fewer viruses than his other seed fields. The practice has been gaining traction here in Montana. Three University of Montana football players have been suspended from the team after they were among five people arrested by police early Sunday. Montana Athletic Director Kent Haslam says linebacker Kendrick Van Akron, running back Joseph Counts, and offensive lineman John Schmang were suspended indefinitely in accordance with the school's student-athlete code of conduct. Missoula Police Sergeant Colin Rose tells the Missoulian that five people were arrested during a burglary investigation. Police received the initial call at about 2:50 yesterday morning. Counts hasn't played since September 26th because of an injury. Both Schmang and Van Akron played in Saturday's 35-16 loss in Oregon against Portland State. A 45-year-old East Helena man was struck and killed while walking along Lincoln Road north of Helena. Lewis and Clark County Coroner Mickey Nelson tells the Independent Record that Mick Halverson was struck by a pickup truck shortly after midnight Saturday. He died at the scene. Nelson says Halverson was walking alone. The collision is still being investigated. The 19-year-old man driving the pickup was not injured. Thanks for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.